As the perils of driving on Lawrence Hargrave Drive continued, the RTA asked their geotechnical staff to find a solution. They approached Greg Wan, a geotechnical scientist at the Blacktown office.
Well, the first thing that I did was to look at the nature and the extent of the rockfall problem, and I found that the rockfall zone came from a certain area of the cliff line. At the same time, we purchased a rockfall program from the United States called the Colorado Rockfall Program, and that assisted us in trying to model the trajectories of the rocks as they came off the cliffs onto the road. This particular program models the bounce effects of rocks falling from a height down a slope or a vertical incline, and using basically Newtonian physical laws, models the trajectory and the path and where the rocks will land. The program assisted us in developing a whole range of options on how to contain the rockfall problem by building a 5-metre berm on the road shoulder, having a steel column barrier fence 6 metres high was the second option. Also, there were options involving doing some cliffline or slope reprofiling so that you could create rockfall drop zones on the cliffs themselves. Another option involved heavy-duty rockfall netting of the cliff lines. We had received from the Swiss Geobrug company a lot of products that they use to try and contain the rockfall problem in the Swiss Alps. Another option was using a bridging structure of some sort, more of a rockfall portal, either made of steel multi-plate arch or a reinforced concrete portal tunnel.
Greg did a tremendous report, but when we actually start trying to implement what he suggested, what we found out was that there's some major OH&S issues for workers, because a lot of the rockfalls were coming from one or two levels above the road, up to sort of 120 metres above the road, and not even the extended platforms could reach a lot of these areas. So we actually looked to abseil from above to remove rocks, was one of the techniques suggested. To do that, you actually had to secure the area above you so it wouldn't actually bring rocks down on top of you. So when we started looking at the whole process, we actually found that, A, the cost escalated from the sort of $3.5 million initially to something next to $9 or $12 million at that time. And also we said we actually couldn't secure the site from above us. So basically said, oh, we don't think we can do this. And so we had to then go back and look at something else.